according to my guard squad commander, you've been asking for me. Apparently I'm the only person you'll speak to.
That's right.
And?
This is your interrogation room. What do you want to know?
According to this report, you were apprehended 3 days ago in the garden of my family estate. What were you doing there?
Nothing.
Oh, you scaled a 15-foot-high electrified fence, topped with razor wire, simply to wander around my property doing nothing.
It doesn't sound very likely, does it?
No, it most certainly does not.
And yet it happens to be the truth.
Oh, you expect me to believe that?
No.
Then why say it?
Because I'm answering your question.
I don't think you quite appreciate your position.
You don't think so?
Unless you fully cooperate with me, then I will have to take the advice of my guard squad commander and have you executed.
If that's the way you want to proceed, cut the chat and get on with it.
No, you're not fooling me. I've read your security file.
And what do you think?
I think it's enough to give any sane person nightmares.
Then maybe that's your answer.
But you're here to give me nightmares.
Reality is a dangerous concept.
If you don't answer my questions, then reality for you will become physically unendurable.
I've answered your question.
Well, I don't accept your answer.
Then how about this? I was sent by my employer to assassinate you.
That's what my guard squad commander believes.
But do you believe it?
No.
Why not?
Because I wasn't there, and First Master Chairholder Yovanov would have known that.
Then I was not working for Yovanov, but myself. I came to kill you, myself.
Why?
You're a political thorn in Yovanov's side. I thought that by killing you, I would find favor with him.
Again, I've read your security file. You are a professional. If you had really intended to kill me, then I would now be dead. You certainly wouldn't turn up at a residence far out in the Eastern Sector, a residence I'd rarely visit.
A spy, then.
To what end?
To obtain secret papers.
There are no secret papers.
That's what you say.
All my places of residence were searched quite recently by company security, under the illegal orders of First Master Chairholder Yovanov. You're telling me you didn't know that?
How could I not have known?
So, do you have any other suggestions?
I allowed myself to be captured.
It seems plausible. Why?
So that I could make a deal with you. Make you think you could trust me and then...
At the opportune moment.
Betray you.
But how would you make me trust you?
I could tell you something about Yovanov that could assist in your bid to replace him.
My problem with this scenario is that for me to believe you, I would have to accept that you are willing to betray your present employer.
Ah, I see your problem. It's all a matter of faith.
That's right. How can I be sure that your information is reliable? And even if there is some short-term political gain for me, it may indeed be part of a greater long-term strategy designed to bring me down. Also, your loyalty to me would be in constant doubt. Betraying Yovanov is...
Not going to make you trust me.
Exactly.
So where does that get us?
Nowhere.
I wasn't there to spy on you. I wasn't there to assassinate you.
So what were you doing there?
As I said before, nothing.
But you broke into my property to do nothing?
Where in the report does it say that I broke in?
Well, you were there, weren't you? Now, let's see. Yes. Here we are. Well, no entry point was found, admittedly, but then you are a professional.
Then how did they catch me?
A fluke.
What does the report say?
Well, it says that you were apprehended on the main concourse by the entrance to the security blockhouse.
Does it say anything else?
Oh, yes, it says your arrest took place at midday.
Was I armed?
The report says that you were unarmed.
Did I put up any resistance?
Not according to the report, no.
So... what was I doing on your property at the time of my arrest?
Nothing.
Correct.
And what are you telling me now, that you weren't there at all?
How could I have been?
You are suggesting that the report is at fault. That for some reason my guard squad commander is lying to me. Is that it? I think I should tell you now that paranoia is not a personality trait I share with your employer. Ivanov may fall for these contrived fantasies, but don't expect the same from me.
That wasn't my suggestion.
So if not the commander, then perhaps the guard squad that arrested you in the first place. Again, that is poor reasoning. What motive would these individuals have in lying as to the whereabouts of your capture?
None.
The only conceivable alternative is that you and elements of my guard squad are working together.
To what end?
So that we could meet, perhaps.
For what purpose?
Well, to speak to me in private.
But this conversation is being monitored. Standard interrogation procedure.
To kill me, then?
How would I escape?
It's a suicide mission.
Not really my style.
Then you are saying that my guard squad commander has betrayed me.
It's remarkable, isn't it, that our imaginations can conjure up so many plots, foes and conspiracies that bear no relation to the real world. But if you're powerful enough, can affect it in so many dramatic ways.
What are you trying to say?
I'm a professional killer, not a politician.
Then, as a professional killer, what were you doing there?
Nothing.
Well, you must have been doing something. Why else would you be in this room?
Now, that's interesting.
What, interesting?
How do you know that I am in this room?
I can see you.
And seeing is believing.
Well, then, you are being recorded, the hidden camera.
You are saying that this conversation must be taking place because we are being monitored?
That's indisputable.
How do you know we are being monitored?
Oh, because I ordered it. It's standard interrogation procedure.
But at this exact moment, you don't know that there is a recording.
I do. I ordered it.
It's standard interrogation procedure.
As you said.
There could be a fault.
Then I would have been informed.
But the camera is hidden. I am being recorded secretly.
Yes, but now you know that you are being recorded. It is not a secret anymore. My guard squad commander is watching. He therefore knows that.
But what if he isn't watching? What if he's trying to repair the fault?
Ah, this is ridiculous. I can prove to you that we are being recorded by showing you a copy of it afterwards.
How do I know it isn't faked?
Because we will already have experienced it. We will recall it as being correct.
Memory is unreliable.
Well, you can speak for yourself. I have perfect recall.
Then what have we just been discussing?
My memory.
And?
The fact that it is reliable.
In relation to?
In relation to the recording.
I thought the recording was in dispute.
Well, you were disputing it. I know it exists.
Exists?
Existing is being made at this moment as we speak.
And you will show it to me.
Why should I show you anything?
To prove its existence.
To you?
To yourself.
But I am not disputing its existence.
Then why are we having this conversation?
Because you brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Can you prove it?
Yes, I can prove it.
With the recording?
Yes.
Which you refuse to show me.
Well, whether or not I show you the recording is not an issue here. I know the recording is being made, and I don't have to prove anything to you!
So what are you afraid of?
It has nothing to do with fear.
Power, then.
Power?
Power over me.
You are not going to see the recording.
Because you fear what it might say?
I thought you said it didn't exist.
I said its existence was in doubt.
It is not in doubt.
Because you ordered it.
Yes, and it is standard procedure to record all interrogations.
Is it?
That's what you said.
Perhaps I was lying.
Why?
To see if you were recording this interrogation.
Oh, I see.
So now the recording is in doubt.
It is not in doubt.
Why not?
Well, because I ordered it. I wanted a record of this interrogation.
For reference.
Why else?
But you have perfect recall.
Proof, then.
Proof that the interrogation took place?
Yes.
So your word is not enough?
It can be disputed.
So you need proof?
Yes.
Of this conversation?
And you are now disputing that this conversation is taking place?
You said your word was not proof of its existence.
If you want to see the recording, I'll show it to you.
And what will that prove?
That it exists.
How will I know it isn't a fake?
Well, why should it be a fake?
To disorientate me.
Why should I want to do that?
I thought this was an interrogation.
Well, it is an interrogation.
Isn't disorientation standard practice when it comes to interrogation?
Yes.
So why should I believe that the recording you show me isn't a fake?
Made by whom?
By you.
But this is happening now.
The interrogation or the recording?
Both.
Both the interrogation and the recording are taking place simultaneously.
Yes.
But what if the recording was made a long time ago and is in fact being played back at this very moment?
But that isn't happening.
How do you know that?
Because we are here now.
And this has been recorded?
Yes.
So there is a recording of you saying that this is happening here and now?
There is, yes.
But that will be a lie.
Well, it was true at the moment of recording.
But when the recording is played back, it will be referring to some unspecified time in the past.
Well, of course.
Which means that the actual act of playing back the recording will have changed perceptions of the event.
Yes.
And the veracity of the statements in the recording.
Ah, but the audience will know that the event was taking place at the time of the recording and will appreciate it in that context. It's all a matter of perspective.
So then, if you take the perspective that this event is taking place, and I take the perspective that it is not, which of us is right?
I am right.
Why is that?
Because you are the prisoner, and I am the interrogator.
And what does that prove?
That I am in command.
So you're saying that this reality is subject to your will?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I'm right and you're wrong.
And since, as you say, your rightness is determined by your being the interrogator rather than the prisoner, then logically, if our roles were reversed, I would be right and you would be wrong.
No, that's not what I meant.
So you do believe in objective reality?
Well, of course I do.
Then one of us, at least, cannot be right.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. And I'm saying that I am right.
But if your rightness is not in fact determined by your position of power, then there is an equal chance that I might hold the more accurate perspective on reality.
Prove it.
Why should I?
Because I'll have you executed if you don't.
I thought we'd just agreed that the exercise of power did not necessarily guarantee accuracy of perspective.
The rules are made by those in power.
So the reason I'm here is because you will it.
You are in my power.
But to what end?
That is yet to be determined.
We have already agreed that we can find no logical reason as to why I was on your property.
You were there.
How do you know that?
Because you are here now.
Am I?
Yes, and I can prove it by showing you the recording.
But if that exists, then all that it will tell me is that I may once have been here.
Why do you think you are here?
If I am, then surely that's for you to determine.
Then if I were to say, for instance, that you were here to steal secret documents, would that in fact be the case?
It would.
How do you justify that statement?
If you say that I was here to steal secret documents, and you then, as is your right, have me executed as a spy, there will be no one to gainsay your version of events. Therefore, the population of the city will believe that I invaded your property as a spy, and you had me executed. If everyone believes it, does that not make it true?
No, of course not. Half of them out there believe the sun goes around the planet.
And for those who believe it, does that not make it true?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Why? They have no reason to believe otherwise. And in fact, the evidence of their own eyes proves it to be true. If you believe that this conversation is taking place based solely on the evidence of your own eyes and an easily faked recording, why won't you allow that for half the population of Kaldor, the sun goes around the planet?
But you're saying that belief affects the material universe.
Doesn't it?
Well, of course it doesn't. Hundreds of mathematicians have proved that the planet revolves around the sun.
Ah. But if saying that the planet revolves around the sun is considered dangerous enough that, for instance, you could be executed for doing so, would that not be a case of belief affecting the material universe?
But the planet would still revolve around the sun.
Yes, but you would be dead.
So you're saying that reality is what the majority believes it is, even if it's wrong?
Well, now, a few minutes ago, you were trying to convince me that reality is whatever the person with the most power says it is, even if it's wrong.
What I need to know is why you are on my premises. I don't want you to tell me what you think I think you were doing. If I wanted that, I'd have had you tortured.
You could still do so.
And what would that prove?
That you were right.
About what?
About why I'm here.
But I don't know why you're here.
Pick a version. Make it reality. You have the power.
I want the truth.
The truth is a subjective concept. If you were to have me executed, you would regard this as the legitimate disposal of an enemy. But Yuvanov undoubtedly would view it as an unjustified attack upon his personal staff. Which of you would be right?
Are you saying that I should just let you go?
That's up to you.
Well, perhaps the answer lies not in determining where you've been, but where you're from. According to the security file, there are no records on you that go back further than 10 months.
So?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Well, I don't believe that.
You can believe what you like. You have the power.
That's utter nonsense.
Can I ask you something?
I suppose so. What?
If you are as powerful as you suppose, then why do you need me to tell you the truth?
Because I want the truth.
Or do you need someone to justify your reality?
I don't need anyone to justify anything for me.
How about you justify your privileged position in society with reference to your family? You justify your political position in opposition to Yuvanov. You justify my presence in this room by referring to your guard squad commander's report and a recording which you claim is being made as we speak. You are a creature of society, a product of society, if you like. And you rely on that society, one way or another, to justify your beliefs and actions. Can you really claim that you can hold your beliefs in isolation to everyone else?
What belief could you possibly justify for me?
That I exist.
I know you exist.
Based on what evidence?
The fact that you are here now and that I'm talking to you.
But we agree that both those facts are in doubt. We also agree that there is no rational reason for me to be here.
Why do you think you're here?
You want me to be.
Well, why should I want you to be here?
To help you in your continuing political battle with First Master Chairholder Yuvanov.
And why should I need you to help me in that?
Because it is that battle which defines you. Take away Yuvanov, and you cease to exist.
I existed before Yuvanov came to power.
But then you were opposing First Master Chairholder Dispitter. Can you think of a time when your existence has not been defined by your opposition to someone else?
My existence is not in doubt here.
Well now, as it happens, I feel it is. You said yourself, you can only trace my own existence back 10 months.
You're saying that prior to that time you did not exist.
As far as you are concerned, I didn't.
So you're saying that you exist only as long as I perceive you?
You tell me.
Well, surely you would be perceived by others. Yuvanov perceives you, because you admit to being in his employ.
Perhaps Yuvanov has made me up.
Oh, but that's ridiculous, because I can perceive you too.
Then perhaps I am something you have thought up together. So long as you both agree that I exist, then I exist for both of you.
Then you're saying that none of us really exists? That we only exist as long as we all agree that we do?
You tell me.
All right, then. I say that we all exist, independently of anyone's perception or belief. I exist, and Yuvanov exists, and you exist.
But as what?
Huh?
Perhaps I exist only as a catalyst.
A catalyst? For what?
For action.
So you're saying you came into existence 10 months ago?
I came into existence 10 months ago. In that time, my actions have served only to provoke other actions. On your part, on Yuvanov's part, on the part of many other people in the company, and in Kaldor City as a whole. Can you deny that this is true?
Well, of course I can't, but...
Then it is true. Cause and effect. It applies to everything.
You are saying you exist only as a fictional device? As a means of moving the story along?
A pro keeps it simple.
Occam's razor.
Checkmate.